Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little Lanya for you too. Today, the NFL and new Coke. It's hard to break lifetime addictions. With so many protests being planned for the National Football League's opening weekend, I figured it was time to try my own. So I did not watch 1 minute of NFL football during week one. Not on Thursday night, not Sunday, not Sunday night, and as I write this, I certainly won't be watching ESPN's Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight. Now that says a lot, as I've been a New Orleans Saints fan since year one of 1967, and tonight, this may be the first nationally televised Pittsburgh Steelers football game, which I will purposely miss since Shreveport's very own Terry Bradshaw joined the team back in 1970. That's a long time. I've watched NFL football on television every week since the days of black and white television. When you can remember watching the NFL in years even before the first Super Bowl was played, and that was in January 1967, or 53 years ago, it's safe to say that I am a longtime football fan. And yes, I'm getting pretty old. This wacky year of 2020 has been one that most of us would like to forget. There was, and still is, a lot of concern that the professional and college football seasons would even be played. If your favorite college football team plays in the Pac-12 or Big Ten Conference, well, they've already bailed out on the football season in the fall of 2020. For professional football, the players, owners, and all concerned depend on revenue generated by national television contracts, in-stadium revenues, regional radio networks, merchandising, parking, and assorted other revenue streams. It's a business which depends on customers to buy their products. If you watch football games on television, the league is promising advertisers that a certain number of customers will be there watching the game and perhaps willing to purchase the products being pitched during the numerous timeouts and extended halftimes. As lingering concerns remain about ways to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, the NFL decided to forget about the preseason, a smart move which would be a very customer-friendly move going forward. Week 1's football games were to be played in mostly empty football stadiums. Local medical edicts allowed a few cities, such as Kansas City and Jacksonville, to seat about 15,000 fans, ordered to spread out if they wanted to attend the games in person. Now, some NFL teams will consider allowing some fans to attend after the first few weeks of play. The lack of fans in the stands due to the pandemic is one thing. The players of the National Football League, they wanted to start each game with a protest to bring more attention to social issues in America. Their employer, the NFL, supported the protest. The media, especially those who have the long-term contracts with the Football League, showed their solidarity too. And some fans were just fine with this week's protest. Others were not, and they didn't watch this week's football games. Now, as a longtime football fan, I watch football for entertainment. I do not watch sports for political and social commentary. Because if I wanted to do that, there are plenty of other choices available to me during the entire week. For many fans, sports are an oasis to get away from the pressures of daily life. A sporting competition conducted by talented players serves as a temporary distraction from life's many problems. Sports are quite similar to watching a good movie for a few hours. If you like a certain type of movie, such as the Star Wars or Avenger movies, you certainly wouldn't think about missing one episode. In this wonderful free market we have in America, the NFL can run their league any way they wish. They can cut the number of teams, which would be a good idea, or they can even add teams in places like London or Mexico City, which it's coming, just you wait. They're free to do anything they want to that they deem to be in their own best interest. They can even cut their revenues if they're happy with that. This all reminded me of Coca-Cola's failed New Coke campaign in 1985. Do you remember that? With Pepsi making inroads and taking Coke's leading market share, Coca-Cola created a new formula for their longtime cola product. It was sweeter, and they thought that it would both stimulate cola sales and push Pepsi Cola further into the background. The company quickly lost market share, though, to rival Pepsi, and reversed course after it started to have a significant negative effect on the bottom line. Coca-Cola Classic then returned to the product mix within just 3 months. And after a few more years of declining sales, good old New Coke was finally sent to the cola retirement home. All professional sports leagues are welcome to make any kind of changes in their products that they want. Fans of the leagues are likewise welcome to either embrace those changes or find other ways to spend their time. My own longtime habit of watching professional football on the weekends came to an end this week. It really wasn't that hard to do. In fact, I'm a bit surprised this morning that it was so easy to do. It's still too early to say whether I may or may not watch any NFL games this year. For example, if the New Orleans Saints should find a way to make it to the Super Bowl this year and play my Steelers in the Super Bowl game, well, I'll definitely be in that number, regardless of how I feel today. In the meantime, it's time to enjoy the cooler fall weather and pursue other options for my personal enjoyment and entertainment on the weekends. In fact, I think my golf clubs are calling me back. I'm Swamp Swami. Enjoy your weekends. See you next time.